This is Mina Cooper at Listed by Mina Cooper, 1220 AM, 98.1 FM. Thank you for listening to my show. I hope you're listening. If not, you better tell everybody to listen. I'm just kidding. We are about real estate, estate planning, trust, probate, divorce, all those dissolutions of relationships. And they come in many different forms. I myself am a certified trust and probate realtor, and I handle a lot of these matters. And it's so important to be able to have professionals to talk to, because it can get pretty gnarly. Even if there are no people arguing, it can still have some repercussions if not done properly. Estate planning is really important. And I unfortunately deal with a lot of matters that didn't have proper estate planning, and it did go to probate, and we don't want that to happen. So I started the show when all this COVID started, and I needed to be able to talk to people. And since we were locked down, I wasn't able to do that. I'm a talker, right? So I figured, let me just do this. And I was fortunate enough to find the studio in Santa Clarita, which is amazing. And what I love about it also is we're on Facebook Live at KHTS Hometown Station. So you can watch me on Facebook while we're on the radio, which is so cool. Or you can download the app at KHTS Entertainment. So there's so many ways. And I want to share with everyone, if you're, I know the market's, you know, changing as everything changes, right? We're in a constant cycle. Life is a constant cycle. And I want to offer a reduced listing fee for people that want to sell their properties. You can call me and we can discuss it. Not reduced services, but reduced fee. And I'm doing it to give back. I like to help people because I know people had been a little bit behind with things during all this close down stuff. But even if you don't need it, I'll do it anyway. It would be my pleasure. I really love doing this show, and I hope everyone shares it with people. So my guests are super awesome. And it's funny, I have a relative who is a famous radio show host. And we don't want to mention names. Maybe if you call me, I'll tell you. But it's funny that I didn't think about following his footsteps, but I ended up really liking being on the radio. I enjoy it. And I hope my guests that are listening enjoys it as well. And I really feel that we have a lot to offer advice and professionals that you can reach out to that think the same way I do, right? We want to help people. So I have my guest who's going to be joining us right now. His name is James Gordon. And he is a pioneer. He's an estate planning attorney and probate attorney. And he's a great listener. He's been doing this a long time and still has a lot of patience. And I'm really excited that he made the time to share certain things with the audience. And of course, you know, you can always reach out to him. We are on Facebook Live as well. And he'll share his information with you. So I'm going to put on my headphones so I can listen to him too. Hi, James.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Hear from you.
Yeah. Nice to hear from you.
Yes.
So, I have to say, why don't you shoot? Not literally, but tell us, why is it important to have an estate plan? I know during lunch we talked about some really interesting, sad but interesting situations that occur, and a lot of people don't think about it. My funny one is when I speak to you know, a mom or someone who got divorced, or dad, and they just so happy everything is over, and I'm like, did you update your mirror things? You guys have assets, other kids. Oh no, you know, I'm gonna do it. And I said, do you know that your ex is on your health care directive still? Oh no. Why? Really, I didn't think about that. That's a pain point, a funny one, but true. So tell us about some scenarios.
Well, that's actually a good place to start, because many people, when they're caught up during the course of the divorce, you know, they're fighting the battles, they're enduring the stress of having to go through with the whole thing and deal with perhaps unreasonable demands from the other spouse. And the last thing they want to do is add something else, particularly if it also means adding a cost, which is, you know, legal services to get, you know, some kind of estate plan done. But if you don't have anything in place and you die suddenly and you're still married, that property, if it's community property that you own with your spouse or that you built up during your marriage, is going to go entirely to the spouse because you're still married to that person until the divorce is final or unless there's an agreement for the division of property that's been entered into. So if you don't have anything in place, it's going to go to that spouse. That spouse, if you do have documents, has likely been named as the person who is to receive everything. They're probably named as your primary agent, as your health care, under your health care directive, and probably under a power of attorney to sign documents that you signed. There's a lot that would favor that spouse essentially getting everything or being in control if you're in bad health.
Right, and unfortunately, accidents happen to young people as well, and you want to make sure that if you have minor children, there's an action in place that will direct who takes care of these children.
That's right, or even like young adult children, most young adult children, of course, are they're going to live forever, and they don't ever think about mortality, but things happen, yes. And it's a lot easier for the family if they've left a will behind and they've named an executor. Even if that will doesn't have to be probated, it gives the person named a certain status and the ability to wind up the affairs of the deceased adult child. A lot of people today are online. They have online accounts. Those accounts don't generate paperwork that goes to the house or anything. It's just online. So when a person whose life is online passes away and they haven't thought to keep some kind of log or record of the accounts and websites and such that they have online and the passwords, then that places the family in a hugely difficult position of just, you know, can they even get into the deceased person's laptop? Can they figure out what the sites are, you know, in terms of, you know, perhaps they had an online account at Ing Bank, which is a popular online bank, or perhaps they had some kind of cryptocurrency, and even though those have taken a beating lately, there's still some value left there. And if you don't have any kind of record of the information and passcodes or whatever it might be to access those assets, then they are well and truly gone for good. So it's really, really helpful to have some minimum level of documents especially for adult children, and for them to really think about pausing and writing things down, perhaps in some kind of fashion that can be locked up and that might not even be online, like a physical notebook or something. Or, you know, the easiest thing is for everybody. And the best thing I've ever seen is, you know, one client's mother, before she passed away, just had one of those old-fashioned stenographer's pads, the type with wire coil binding at the top. And she just wrote down her bank accounts, their numbers, insurance policies, numbers, every asset that she had was listed there, and then if she changed accounts, she'd scratch out the old one and just, enter a new one in the first blank space available. And it wasn't, you know, particularly, shall we say, elegant-looking solution, but gosh, you know, it was all there, and it was so very helpful. Instead of, you know, the son having to dig through all of the mother's files, it was right there. She kept it up to date, and it was all in one place.
And that's a very thoughtful woman, because, you know, I think some people don't want to go there because some parents will think you're trying to take their money or something. And if there's some knowledge of a lack of capacity, you know, G would be four, because, you know, lack of capacity can come in a paranoia version too. It's not just forgetfulness. And
yeah, it's different with every person, and where you may end up lacking capacity. There's all kinds of different matters in which you may have capacity, and one of them might be the ability to work with numbers. Another might be, you know, activities of daily living. And so some people can be, you know, have great, you know, capacity in terms of, you know, one area and be completely lacking in another. I had a client who was perfectly well able to take care of herself in the activities of daily living, and she kept her garden beautifully, lavishly, far better than I could ever do myself with my own place. And yet, when we went to look in her file drawers, all she had was empty envelopes filed in the file folders. She had dutifully filed all the empty envelopes and thrown all the contents away.
My goodness.
And she didn't recognize what she was doing because she, you know, had
sounds like me sometimes. Just kidding.
Yeah.
You know, when you're thinking about seven things at one time.
Yeah. And one activity of daily living she wasn't really managing was eating. She never thought that she was hungry, and she was wasting away. There was almost nothing in the refrigerator. So these things can sneak up on you, and it's easy to lose control without you really understanding what's happening.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the average person, one of your questions was, why should I have any kind of estate planning documents in place? And the answer is that if you have any type of, you know, a larger amount of assets, like you own your own home, whether it's a condo or a house, California has a very strict and starchy probate system, and probate's the way that we in the American and English legal system have established for distributing the property of a deceased person. And in California, we still have a probate system that would be very familiar to somebody like Charles Dickens, who was himself did some time in a probate attorney's office in London before his writing career took off, and wrote about that system in some of his books. So probate in California, it takes a long time, it's quite expensive, and it's just a big mess. And if you have substantial assets like a house, you know, there is a lower limit that if you're below that limit in terms of the estate value, you don't have to go through probate. But when they value assets for probate, like a house, they don't subtract debt. So if you have a house that's maybe worth $1 million today, which would in this area not be a very large house probably, and maybe it has $850,000 of debt against it. So the net value of the house is $150,000, but probate's triggered if you have more than $184,500 of value, and that house is worth $1 million. They don't subtract the $850,000 to get to $150,000, which would be under the probate threshold. They don't take that into account. So there you are, stuck in probate unless you use what we standardly use in California and have used now for probably the past 40 to almost 50 years, which is a living trust. But very simple vehicle, very easy. And one of the other advantages of the living trust is, at least currently in California, if your assets are in a living trust and you need to take advantage of Medi-Cal to get medical benefits because you've run out of money, you don't really have enough money to get medical benefits, Medi-Cal will step in and pay your medical expenses, a lot of your medical expenses. But once you die, the Medicare, Medi-Cal administration in California expects that it will be able to go to your estate and recover the amount spent on you. Well, if you have a living trust, nothing that's held in the title of that living trust is subject to Medi-Cal recovery, which is huge.
Huge.
That could be your house and rental properties. Who knows, you know? So that's a very big deal.
Because, I mean, it could cost almost $1,000 a day in some of these places, you know, that are caregiving places, right? I mean, they're just enormous.
Easily. Yeah. The one thing that happened a number of years ago was that the legislature decided that home care workers had to be paid and work in 8-hour shifts, and so once they had to get more or less the same, much the same breaks and work much the same hourly shifts as any other hourly worker, which sounds fine, except that it was always recognized previously that home care workers, you know, might spend a good deal of their time on, especially overnight, perhaps just sleeping nearby to the person needing care, ready to be called, but otherwise really not doing anything. Mm-hmm. They're just there and available. But now you couldn't have an overnight shift of more than 8 hours, and if it went over 8 hours, you'd have to pay time and a half overtime. And so what this has meant is that you're having to have more shifts of caregivers, and the cost of caregiving has gone up exponentially, and that has in turn made being in an assisted care facility or having caregivers in the home quite an expensive proposition. In fact, caregivers in the home, you could easily expect to pay $14,000 or $15,000 a month quite easily. So that's one of the things to be wary of, and that could eat up your savings, and you'd end up on Medi-Cal.
Right. And we'll hold your hand. I know it's sometimes emotional to deal with this. James is amazing, and he has dealt with very complex things and simple things, right? So, you know, a lot of people, businesses and family members and stepkids and the whole thing. He's so amazing sitting down with you and going through everything. So it's not something that you want to avoid. It'll be satisfying to do this. You don't want the monkey on your shoulder. You know, you want to do this, and you'll feel so much better that things are in place. Because just think about if something happened, or even if you could become incapacitated and you're not dead. You know, and things are being taken care of behind the scenes because there are instructions.
Yeah, it's good to get things in order, particularly if you have several kids. Okay. And you're just trying to make sure that, in terms of family dynamics, you don't leave anything in place, or you fail to provide for directions as to how everything's to be divided up. It's always good to have planning, which takes into account what the realities of your family situation are, and to anticipate what the kids will want, and really to sit down and talk with them about your plans and what it is that you want, just to try and head off any, sibling warfare, as it were.
Yeah, and even your furry family members should be included.
Yes.
In there, because often, yep, I see they go to a shelter because nobody wants them. That's sad.
Yeah, California is very very much sort of in the forefront of plans that will allow money to be left to take care of pets after you've gone. For instance, they might go to, a rescue, one of these private rescue organizations, and you can leave an endowment for the care of the animal, the pet there, or money to give to some, friend or family member to help them defray the cost of having that pet in their home. So there's all kinds of solutions and options available. And, of course, quite a few people have, many, beloved pets who are, essentially family members for all intents and purposes, and they're rightly concerned about what would happen, if they pass away and that pet survives them.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much. And, of course, every situation is unique. And James has been doing this a very long time. He's local in Pasadena here, but does offer his services throughout California. But he just really will take his time, especially his properties and things and people. And you want people that are patient with you because, when you start talking about it, it could either be like, wow, I'm doing this and this feels good, right? Once you thinking about it is what's more exhausting, I think. Just doing it, you get it done, you're done. It's the anticipation of doing something. So, James, what is the best way? We're going to wrap up and we can talk for hours because you just have so much information. There's so many different things that are involved in this. What's the best way for the audience to reach you?
Well, you can just contact me through our main line, and I'm usually available and for a quick chat. So they just want some brief background on the estate planning process and costs and so forth. I'm always glad to take those calls, and then they're interested in following up. We can set an appointment up either in the office or on Zoom, and go over it. And be glad to talk to anybody about those kinds of details.
And what's a good phone number?
Area code 626-793-6215.
Wonderful. And also, it is on Facebook. If you use Facebook, it's on the KHTS Hometown Station page. So if you're driving, do not write it down because you'll need a different type of attorney. And we don't want to tell you to do that, right? If you don't have Facebook, you can go to the KHTS Entertainment app, and we're there as well. And James, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day. I know what you do is so involved, and you care so much that you do a lot of things yourself, and I thank you for that, for being that type of attorney.
Well, thanks for having me on and putting up with me, and of course I certainly appreciate your excellent service as well and
thank
professionalism.
You.
Mina's a great realtor, and
thank you.
She serves her clients really well.
Thank you, James. Have a great rest of the day.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Mina Cooper at Listed by Mina Cooper, 98.1 FM, 1220 AM, KHTS Hometown Station page on Facebook or KHTS Entertainment app. So you can find us everywhere, which is everywhere. So I know California is big, but we'll be everywhere. I have an amazing local resident and professional doctor, dentist, Harleen Graywall, and she's just an amazing addition to the community because she has passion and the drive that you don't see often anymore. You don't, and she just has been getting involved more and more with the community and really making a difference. Her practice, her dental practice, started out with pediatric dentistry. So that someone who does pediatrics has to have a lot of patience because, we all know kids do what they do. And to be able to deal with that and have them want to come back, that's a big deal, you know. And then the moms can get their stuff done too. So it's really a great, great place. It's a great place to go visit. And Harlene had an amazing speech that I listened to. I was unable to attend the Liberty Gala, which was an event in Santa Clarita, and to support the community. And her speech almost made me cry. I just was, it was so heartfelt and so real and so authentic that I asked Harlene to come in today to talk and reiterate what the speech was. And I thank you for doing that, because it was just so, it blew us all away. It was just really nice. I'm like, she can go on tour speaking. I mean, she's just amazing at this, you know. So thank you for sharing with us today.
Of course. Thank you, Mina. Thank you, as always. It's a pleasure to be here back again.
Yes.
So even though the speech was done on Saturday evening, so I'll pretend it's Saturday evening again.
Okay. Well, I should have gotten, I'm wearing a black dress. I can get away with it, and then we can go party later.
All right, so this is how it started. It was about 7 o'clock in the evening, Saturday, the Liberty Gala. So good evening. It is my privilege to be here tonight in the presence of such a great group of America-loving Republican patriots. Together, my husband and I own and run several successful businesses in Santa Clarita, and having the opportunity to give back and support an organization that is fighting to protect the community we love is truly our honor. My husband, Yuvraj, is a neurologist at his practice, Advanced Center for Neurology and Headache, as well as the stroke director at our local hospital. And together we own Mind Body Infusion, a med spa, and Skyline Smiles Dental Office. But how I got here is a story that I am proud to share with you all. I have a very diverse background. I was born in England, but at the age of 10, my parents sent me to India because they wanted me to have the best education available in a conservative and respectful environment. I was educated in a Catholic boarding school in the Himalayas that was 150 years old and considered the best girls' school in India. I decided to attend dental school in India, and when I completed my training, I told my parents, I wanted to go to the United States to continue my studies at USC Dental School in Los Angeles. So before I knew it, I had left my family behind and came to California to live the American dream. When I finished my training, I went on to complete my two-year residency in Holyoke, Massachusetts. I met my husband in New York, where he was doing his residency. After that, we moved to Tucson, Arizona, where I started working for a company called Pacific Dental Services, where in a short time, I was able to take a business that was in debt and turned it around to be significantly profitable in just a year's time. In 2017, my husband and I came to California, where we started his neurology practice, and we made roots right here in Santa Clarita. My husband and I felt so blessed in the community that we lived in and by our successes in life and in business that we decided to use our talents and opened Skyline Smiles. We wanted every patient to feel like they are the most important person in the room and that we care for them and want them to have a great experience. Yes, even in a dentist office. We apply the same mindset and services at our mind-body infusion office, where our clients leave feeling healthier, happier, and more confident. We opened both businesses in 2021 in the wake of a global pandemic, and even with very dark and negative energy abounding, we were able to create a space that was bright and open for everyone to come, unwind, and get re-energized. The Santa Clarita community came through, and we were able to build a successful business in one of the hardest business climates our country has ever faced. My husband and I enjoy working together as a team and have always stayed true to our goals. We want to give back to the community that helped make us so successful. Most of our lives and our communities have changed drastically since 2020. Our mental, physical, and spiritual wellness has been constantly challenged and strained as we all have been forced to adapt to the new normal world that the pandemic and government intrusion into the health and well-being of our lives and the choices we make for our families was imposed on all of us. Even with all these challenges, the American spirit will not allow our sense of liberty and freedom to be snuffed out. These foundations are an essential part of who we are as Americans and draws our community closer together, even as others seek to divide us, whether it be by race, creed, gender, faith, or political choices. Liberty is defined as the state of being free and not imprisoned or enslaved by a people or a government. It is the power to do so as one pleases when it does not harm or infringe on the rights of others. The positive enjoyment of various social, political, or economic rights and privileges are all the power of choice. Ronald Reagan said, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in a bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. We love our community. We are grateful that we get to raise our children in a city that lines up with our values and beliefs. A community that still believes that we have the liberty and freedom to make our own choices. A place that values education and family, hard work and success, and a community that is always striving to do better. I could have chosen any country in the world to live in and raise my family. I chose liberty and freedom. I chose the liberty to educate my children the way I want them to be educated. I chose the liberty to make my own medical decisions. I chose the liberty to worship or not worship the way I wanted. I chose the liberty to open my business and to hire or fire who I want. I chose the liberty to control my own life and decisions. I chose the United States of America. And that's why I chose not only to be a citizen of the United States, but also a committed conservative Republican. We all have a part to play in keeping Santa Clarita the successful, safe, and inclusive, meaning we all have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thank you."
That's amazing. I mean, it's just so, you know, I think, you know, regardless of what side you're on, Democrat, Republican, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's like, what religion are you? If you believe in being good and doing, allowing people, like my parents came to this country, mm-hmm. and they weren't that young. I was born first generation American, and I remember how difficult it was. And, you know, what they did to come here and what they went through.
Yep.
And they did it so they can raise their children
in the way they want to.
Where you can have a choice.
Yes.
And I think when you're a child of immigrant parents or an immigrant yourself, mm-hmm. like my sister was born in another country as well, I feel that it hits home a little harder.
Yep.
Right.
Definitely does.
You really know, like, wow, my parents did all that, and what's going to happen here? You know, it's like, you know, we're still obviously the best country, you know, where our freedoms are still much grander than many
yes.
other places.
But we have to keep it that way.
We have to keep it that way. Whatever it takes, I don't know what it takes anymore. But we have to be able to have choices. And, you know, I think what you said was heartfelt. And it's just about being human. I hate dividing religions and Democrat,
yeah.
Republican. But at the end of the day, it's about being human.
Yes.
Being human, being authentic, caring, understanding, having empathy what other people mm-hmm. feel, right? It's not only about us or what our experience, but hey, you know, people fight to the risk their lives to come here, mm-hmm. right? So I want to thank you. I know we're going to take a break. I'm getting the finger. No. It's okay. I've had the finger before. No, so we're going to be back in a few minutes, and we're going to talk to Harlene, Dr. Graywall, a bit more. Hello, and thank you for joining us again. You're listening to Listed by Mina Cooper and 98.1 FM, 1220 AM, KHTS Hometown Station on Facebook page. And also, if you don't use Facebook, you can go to the KHTS Entertainment app, and you can listen to us all the time over and over and over again. And just tell everybody, because it's really, I have some great people on my show. It's every Thursday from 12 to 1. And Dr. Graywall is just unique. She's very creative. Not only is she an amazing dentist and has extraordinary education behind her and training, but you know she's also an artist. And you know it's interesting that there's a correlation. I think right.
Yeah.
Between dentistry and being an artist, because you have to have a vision. You know, there's not one way to do something, right?
No, there's many ways to skin a cat.
We don't skin cats there. A nice place, we do not skin cats. It's a phrase that we've used. Some people may not know. We never skin a cat. We love animals. We have animals.
Yes. So dentistry and art go hand in hand. You have to be artistic to be able to be a good, especially a good cosmetic dentist.
Right.
Which I love doing cosmetic dentistry.
That's great.
So the color and shade matching, the angles, and, you know, you just got to look at every little thing.
Yeah, you want that million-dollar smile. Do you do veneers?
We do.
Veneers are great.
Yeah.
They really are. I know so many people that have them, and they're not as invasive.
Right.
And
it just changes your whole smile.
Changes your whole smile. Now, you know, when people come in for cosmetic stuff, mm-hmm. Do you do things in-house? You send it out. Tell me about some of the procedures, what to expect when they want to have that million-dollar smile.
Yeah, so first, you know, we'll do an evaluation. I always sit with the patient and give them the mirror and ask them to tell me, what do you like and what do you not like? Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, it's their teeth and their mouth, right?
Right.
So I'm just there to, like, help them pick and choose mm-hmm. the right options. And I'll always give them options. So we could do crowns, we can do veneers, we may need to align their teeth first with clear aligners.
Right.
So we'll break down everything, take some nice pictures. We'll sit and do like a nice smile design with the patient themselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then we do a before and after so they can actually see before I even touch the tooth.
Oh, that's amazing.
What to expect.
It's like hair color.
Yeah.
Your hair color
so
swatches.
Once they approve it,
that's
then
great to have that.
Yep.
Yeah, I know that you're so high tech. And you know, there's something for everyone in her office. It's beautiful. It's not your typical dental office. It's like you want to hang out and play in there, right?
Yes.
And so tell us, you know, the other things. You have screens.
Yeah, we have screens and, you know, the kids love it. The parents love it. So they just never want to leave. They put on their headphones.
Especially when you have a little laughing gas.
Yes.
The pink one is always my choice.
Well, most of them don't even need laughing gas because they're so comfortable.
Right, they're distracted.
They're distracted. They all everybody gets a blanket, so they're nice and cozy.
Yes.
We have weighted blankets also that help with anxiety.
Right.
You don't hear the sound of the machines because your ears are covered by the
headphones. Right. Because that's what's probably the more, you know, a drill is not a very appealing. I wonder why they never made a drill. Well, you can fly airplanes in the air. They never made a drill that made no noise.
You can't.
Why, though? If you got, I mean, I guess airplanes make noise, too.
Yeah.
There's got to be a way to figure that out.
No, so I figured out, let's just put headphones on the ears.
You know, working around it solves the problem, and then everybody, especially kids, right?
Yes.
You know, you show them something on a screen, and they're listening. They forget what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right. They're involved in the moment. What's catching their attention?
Yep.
So diverting, and that's so smart.
Yes.
Psychologically, they're diverting the energy to that, you know, other thing that the fun animation they're watching or cartoon.
Yeah, they can watch.
They don't even know they're at the dentist.
Whatever they want.
I love it. I mean, that's.
The
That's
adults
huge.
As well, they don't feel like the appointment's that long. They're like, it's already done? Yes,
yeah.
Because they were so distracted.
Yeah, yeah. And I know we talked a little bit about having some story eat night or something where the kids can come with the parents and see the place, right? And do some maybe magician and do some fun things.
Yeah.
Because I know that a lot of parents initially have a little bit of a struggle getting a child to the dentist. They want to know where they're going. And it's hard to tell a five-year-old where they're going.
Yes.
Right. Oh, it's so,
and I always encourage parents. I'm like, you know, you don't even have to pay for the visit. Just bring them in.
Bring them in. And right.
And
so if
we
bring them in and we have some fun stuff
yeah.
there, they're going to want to come back.
Right.
So, Harlene, what is a great way for people to reach you? And what is your address? Because you're so close.
Yeah. So we're off of Plum Canyon at the new shopping center, the Skyline Ranch Plaza. Right next to Piccola Osteria, the Italian restaurant.
That's very good, by the way.
Yes. So it's 28532 La Madrid Drive, Suite B as in boy, Santa Clarita. You can call or text us at 661-244-4036.
And her staff is really fun, too.
They're amazing.
They're really,
yes.
really nice people. You know, if you're bored, you can just stop in and chat with them.
Yep.
They're always welcome for a conversation. You know, they're not stuffy, not that vibe. And I love that because it's warming. You can't wait to go in there, you know, if you're just hanging around and you want to chat with people.
Yeah.
Especially people work by themselves a lot of times, right? In their office, home office today.
Yes.
And, you know, it's so nice. It breaks it up. But I want to thank you again. And I can't wait to grab some dinner with you.
Yes.
And